จริง
Let's look into a few portions of God's word. Hebrews 11.
第六节
Verse 6.
人非由信，就不能得神的喜悦。因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
如果弟兄姊妹也听中文也听英文的话
If you hear both reading
你就要看见说在中文和英文的里面有一点出入
You will notice that there's a slight variation in the translation
这一个出入实在不是一个小的出入是一个大的出入
This slightDifferentiation is not a small thing, but it's quite an important matter.
所以我们还是照着英文的翻译，我们再用中文来念一下。
And we'll read it according to the English version.
因为这个英文的翻译就比较准确一点。
Because the English translation is a little bit more accurate.
人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦。
But without faith, it is impossible to please Him.
因为到神面前来的人
For he who comes to God
必须信神是
Must believe that he is
必须信神是
Must believe that God is
请信他赏赐那寻求他的人
And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him
我们再看约翰福音第十二章
And now we turn to the Gospel of John chapter 12
约翰福音十二章第二十六节
Verse 26 of the Gospel of John chapter 12
如有人服侍我就当跟从我我在那里服侍我的人也要在那里若有人服侍我我父必尊重他
If anyone serves me let him follow me and wherever I am there my servant will be also If anyone serves me him my father will honor
最后我们看启示录第十一章
And now we'll turn to the book of Revelation chapter 11
我们从十五节念起念到十八
We'll read from verse 15 through 18.
启示录第十一章
Revelation chapter 11.
十五节念起
We'll begin reading from verse 15.
第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说：世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王，直到永永远远。在神面前坐在自己位上第二十四位长老就绵薄于地敬拜神说地在今在的主神全能者我们感谢你因你这张大权做王了外邦发怒你的愤怒也临到了审判死人的时候也到了你的仆人众先知和众圣徒凡敬畏你的人你名的人连大大带小这赏赐的时候也到了你败坏那些败坏世界之人的时候也就到了
15 Then the seventh angel sounded and there were loud voices in heaven saying the kingdoms of the world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ and he shall reign forever and everAnd the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshipped God, saying, We give him thanks. We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is, the one who was, and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reigned. The nations were angry. Your wrath has come, the time of the dead. They should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, those who fear you, those who fear your name, small and great, and shall destroy those who destroy the earth.
我们低头祷告。
We bow our heads for prayer.
主，当我们在你面前的时候，求你安静我们每一个人的心。
Amen.
主啊，求你叫我们能忘记一切。
Yeah.
叫我们能专心在这里来听你自己的话。
Amen.
我们的主，我们仰望你自己圣上的灵，把你的话语再送到我们每一个人心灵的深处。
Yeah.
在那里能生根，在那里能生长。
Amen.
好叫有果子能结出来，把荣耀归给你。我们感谢赞美，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
感谢主带领我们到这个特会最后一次的聚会。
Thank the Lord that this is the last half day of this conference.
我们这一次特会的那个主题，我想不用我再提了。
I believe the theme of this conference I do not need to repeat again.
如果再需要提的话，那么恐怕我们要重新再来开会了。
If I have to repeat again, we might have to go over this conference again.
神给我的祝福乃是与弟兄姊妹交通关乎四份的事情。
The burden the Lord laid in my heart is about this matter of service.
当然我们知道如果没有生命的话就不能侍奉。
And we know this, that without life, there is no service.
一个死人怎么能做事呢？
How can a dead man do any work?
一个死人怎么能侍奉神呢？
How can a dead person serve God?
所以我们死在罪恶过犯中的时候，
While we are in debt and sin and trespasses,
我们根本就不能侍奉神。
We have no way to serve God.
不错，有许多的人，虽然是死的，还在那里有死的那个活动。
And even though most people are dead, yet there is the activities of the dead.
但是我们知道，死人不能侍奉活的神。
But we know a dead person cannot serve a living God.
我们必须要得着神的生命。
We must receive God's life.
然后在生命的里面我们才能开始来侍奉神。
And then through his life, then we can begin to serve him.
我们的弟兄把生命方面的事已经多次交通给我们。
Our brother share on the life aspects of service.
我盼望弟兄姊妹在侍奉的时候切切地要记住是生命才有侍奉。
So I want brothers to rememberin your heart that without life there is no service.
我们千万不要在生命的外面来做侍奉的事情。
We cannot serve apart from life.
关乎侍奉方面的事。
When we serve in life,
我们已经提了好几件的事情。
We share several matters.
我们说侍奉是神的呼召。
We share that to serve is God's call.
神呼召所有被他救赎的人都起来来侍奉他。
God called all those belong to him to rise up and serve him.
这个呼召是临到所有神的儿女的。
This call comes to all who believe in the Lord Jesus.
我们需要在这里答应神的呼召。
We must respond to that call.
我们需要在神的面前有一个拣选。
We must make a choice before God.
究竟我们要不要侍奉神？
Whether we would like to serve him or not.
还是我们要继续的侍奉我们的自己？
Or we will continue to serve ourselves.
当然我们知道凡是侍奉自己的人都是侍奉 神的仇敌。
All those who serve themselves, indeed they are serving God's enemy.
所以愿神拯救我们脱离世界的光景。
So may the Lord deliver us from all these conditions.
我们怎么能起来侍奉神呢？
How can you rise up and serve God?
第一件事情就是要把身体献上当作活祭。
The first thing we must do is that we must offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
所有侍奉神的人
All those who serve God
都像旧约的拿细尔人一样
They are all like the Old Testament, the Nazarites.
他们把自己分离出来专门是为做神而活
They separated themselves in order to live for God.
在那个为神而活的里面就产生那个为神这个与神同工的事情
And since they were separated to live for God, from that they have a service.
然后我们也看见侍奉的意义
Then we look into the meaning of service
侍奉不是光做事就完了
Serving is not merely doing things
侍奉也不是替神做事就完了
So service is not doing things for God
侍奉乃是侍奉神的旨意
Serving is serving God's will
凡不是侍奉神的旨意的都不算侍奉
If we are not serving God's will that service cannot be considered as service
神的旨意只有一个
God has but one will
他那超乎一切包罗万有的旨意
He has that one will that's above all everything else
就是要为说他的儿子预备一个身体
It is that for his son he wants to prepare a body for him
叫他儿子的生命能充满在那个身体的里面
So that his son's life can fill the body
并且借助这个身体能说话能行事
And therefore he can speak and work through that body
所以今天我们在这里侍奉神的时候
So while we are serving God
我们侍奉乃是建造基督的身体
Our service is for the building up of the body of Christ.
凡不是建造基督身体的都不算侍奉
If we are not building up the body of Christ, that service cannot be considered as God's work.
要建造基督的身体必须是出于灵的侍奉
To build up the body of Christ, that ministry must come from life.
我们不能根据遗传来侍奉
We cannot rely on tradition to serve God.
因为根据遗传出来的侍奉
because according to tradition
都是走样的那个工作
they all have gone astray
只有根据启示的侍奉
they only through revelation
乃是照着山上的样式
then we can serve according to the pattern on the mountain
当我们在侍奉的时候
when we serve
我们要生命来流露着来侍奉
we mustAllow the life to flow through us.
因为真正的侍奉乃是基督的活出
Because the real service is the outflow of Christ's life.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
所以在这里我们又看见回到生命的里面去
So we see now we go back to life again.
神在侍奉的事情上
In this matter of serving God,
神所注重的不是事情，乃是人。
God's focus is not things or works, but the person.
如果我们这个人不对，
If the person is not right,
神就不能把他的工作托在我们的手中。
And then God will not be able to entrust his work into that person's hand.
因为如果这样的话，我们会把神的工作做坏了。
If that is the case, then we'll ruin God's work.
神在那里寻找对的人
God is always looking for the right kind of person
神一直在那里工作来得着对的人
And God is continually working until he can obtain the right person
弟兄姊妹按照天然来讲我们没有一个人是对的
On a natural level none of us is right in God's sight
神需要在我们的身上创造出一个新的性格来
God needs to do something in us in order to build into us a new character
借着这样的性格神才能做他要做的工作
and through this character then God can do his work
我们看见不但人要对
we notice not only the person must be right
我们看见连那个能力也要对
the power must be also right
我们不能用天然的能力来侍奉神。
We cannot rely on our natural strength to serve God.
但这是神所憎恶的一件事。
That is what God hates.
要侍奉神，能力只有一个。
To serve God, there is only one source of power.
那就是圣灵的能力。
And that is the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们必须要被圣灵充满。
We must be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们必须要让圣灵，发了，他基督的生命，把它运输出去。
We must allow the Holy Spirit and use through the Spirit convey the life of Christ to others.
只有在圣灵能力的里面的侍奉。那是有效的事情。
Only the ministry that in the Holy Spirit has its effect is effective.
这个有效不是只说在人面前说的。
This effectiveness doesn't mean according to man's standards.
许多的时候在人的面前。
In God's immense view,
我们可以用各种各样的方法。
We can use all kinds of methods.
来做成一个工作。
And through those methods, we accomplish our work.
就是像世界上人所谓的成功。
As is the standard of the world, worldly successes.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
今天我们在侍奉神的事情上。
When we are serving God.
我们不是求在人面前的成功。
We are not looking for successes in man's sight.
我们乃是求在勇士里面的成功。
We seek eternal success, eternal value.
所以这个能力必须出于圣灵。
So therefore, the power must come from the Holy Spirit.
当我们在那里侍奉的时候，
while we are serving there,
我们也不能单独的侍奉。
We cannot serve as an individual.
我们必须要配搭着来侍奉。
We must serve coordinately.
因为我们是在基督的身体里面。
Because we are members of the body of Christ.
我们是互相联络。做自己的。
We are members one of another.
所以自己总要彼此相顾。
And so all the members must function and care for one for another.
我们虽然各个自己要尽各个责任。
We must do all our individual share.
但是我们是联合起来一同来侍奉神。
But we work coordinately.
这样。身体就在爱中被建立起来。
Then the body can build itself up in love.
那么今天早晨是我们最末后的一次。
This morning will be the last ministry for this conference.
我们要交通一点侍奉与奖赏。
We will share on this theme reward and service.
侍奉与奖赏。
Service and reward.
让我们在开头的时候就这样说。
Let's do it in the beginning. Let me put it this way.
我们今天起来侍奉神，不是为做奖赏。
We serve God.Is not because we want his reward.
我们不能把奖赏当作我们侍奉的那个动力。
We cannot use reward as the motivation for our service.
我们今天侍奉乃是被基督的爱激励我们。
We serve because we are constrained by the love of Christ.
好像那一个做仆人的人。
As we are a slave.
我们那个仆人说我爱我的主。
As they say, I love my master.
我不愿意自由地出去。
I do not want to go free.
我愿意终身做我主人的仆人。
I want to be a faithful servant of you for life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们侍奉神不是为做奖赏。
Today we serve God.It's not because we want the reward.
我们今天侍奉神是为着他爱的激励。
We serve because he loves us.
但是圣经告诉我们说。
But the Bible tells us.
神不但是施恩的神。
God is not only a gracious God.
神也是一个赏赐的神。
God is the one who also rewards us.
我们所念的希伯来第十一章第六节。
In Hebrews 11 verse 6.
他说人没有信不能得神的喜悦。
Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
因为凡来到神面前的人
For all who come to God,
他必须做两件事。
They must do two things.
必须有这两件的东西。
You must meet those two conditions.
第一件事
First,
你来到神的面前
when we come before God,
你必须相信神是
You must believe that he is.
我们要记得希伯来书是写给信主的人的。
We must know that Hebrews has written to God's people.
所以他这里不是说你必须要信有神。
It doesn't mean that we must believe there is a God.
因为你已经相信有神了。
Because you already believe God.
你已经信了主耶稣了。
You've already put your faith in the Lord Jesus.
那么这里是重的是什么呢
？Now what is this faith here?
你来到神的面前。
Come before God,
你必须相信神是。
You must believe that He is.
这个不像中文。
It doesn't sound right in Chinese.
所以翻译圣经的人。
And so the translator.
我们中文里头说神是，那么神是什么呢？
Chinese said God is. We said God is. And what is God like?
这一句话没有完。
The sentence is not complete.
所以翻译的人就把他说必须信有神。
And so the translator said you must believe there is a God.
但是其实这一个是翻得太远了。
It's not a correct translation.
我们来到神的面前。
When we come to God,
我们必须相信神是。
We must believe that He is.
这句话就带我们回到旧约的里面。
And this phrase will take us back to the Old Testament.
我们记得摩西在那里问神说。
When Moses was inquiring about God,
你的名字是什么？
And he said, What is your name?
神说我是那自由拥有的神。
And God replies, I am that I am.
我是我是。
I am that I am.
神就是那个我是。
God is that He is or the I am.
这个我是是什么意思呢？
What does it mean by my I am?
意思就是说我是一切的一切。
It means I am everything.
如果你需要救恩的话，
If you need salvation,
我就是你的救恩。
I am your comfort.
如果你需要能力的话，
If you need power,
我就是你的能力。
I am your power.
如果你需要爱的话，
If you need love,
我就是你的爱。
I am your love.
如果你需要圣洁的话，
If you need sanctification,
我就是你的圣洁。
I am your sanctification.
换一句话说，
Another word,
神是一切的一切。
God is everything and He is all everything.
这个就是我们的神。
That is our God.
这个就是神的自己。
This is God Himself.
So when
we come to God,
if
we want to receive grace,
我们必须相信他是。
We must believe that He is.
所以我们能到他的面前。
Therefore, we can come into His presence.
无论在哪一个需要的里面。
Whatever our needs may be,
无论在哪一种环境的里面，
whatever conditions we are in,
我们知道我们可以到神那里来咨询。
We can go up to God and appropriate Him.
因为他是。
Because He is.
这是第一件。
That's the first thing.
第二件是什么呢？
Second thing,
我们也必须相信。
We must believe.
我们不能相信神是。
We not only believe God is.
如果你不信神是的话，
If you do not believe that He is,
那么你有某种需要的时候，
If you have need,
那你就到其他的地方去寻找。
And you go somewhere else to look for those, to have those needs met.
你到世界里头寻找了。
Go into the world.
比方说你需要安慰的话，
For example, you need comfort.
你不到神那里去找安慰。
And you will not go to God for comfort.
你到人中间去找安慰。
You go to men, to people to seek for comfort.
那么常常你看见人越安慰你越加深你的痛苦。
And the more they comfort you, the more sorrowful you become.
因为在世界上有福的那个三个朋友到处都是。
And because we have many people like the three friends of Job.
今天你如果相信神是的话，
If you believe that God is,
那么你就到神面前去。
You will come to Him.
所以这个是必须有的事情。
That is a must.
否则你不会到神那里去。
Otherwise you will not come to Him.
但是你到了神那里，
Now when you come to God,
你还得有相信第二件事。
You have to believe a second thing.
你要相信说，
You have to believe,
神要赏赐那一切寻求他的人。
He is the rewarder of to those who diligently seek after Him.
你要相信神要赏赐你。
You must believe that He is the rewarder.
如果你不相信神要赏赐你的话，
If you do not believe that He is the rewarder,
那你也不会来到他的面
前。 And then you will not come to Him.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你在这里看见说，
Here we see,
我们的神不但是赐恩的神。
Our God is not only a gracious God,
我们的神也是一位赏赐的神。
Our God is the one who
reward.
我们可以到他的面前来领受恩典。
We can come to him to receive grace.
我们也能从他的手里来接受赏赐。
And from his hand we can also receive reward.
许多的人把恩典和赏赐混在一起。
Most people, they mix grace and gift.
And reward.
And reward.
And 他把恩典和赏赐混在一起。
They mix grace and reward.
换句话说，我们不知道里头的分别。
We cannot differentiate the two.
我们说一切都是恩典。
We know we say all is of grace.
什么是恩典呢？
What is grace?
恩典就是白白赐给我们。
Grace is something given to freely.
一切都是恩典。
Everything is grace.
神是那一位是恩典的神。
God is the one who is so gracious.
我们需要得救吗？
If we need salvation,
人得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
We are saved by grace through faith.
不是出于我们自己。
It's not our own work.
乃是神所赐的。
It's given by God.
也不是出于行为。
It's not our work.
免得有人自夸。
But our free may boast.
我们今天能得救，这个是恩典。
We can be saved. That is all of grace.
神白白的给我们。
It's free grace.
我们今天能进天堂。是恩典。
Today we can enter into heaven. That is also grace.
我们今天能进天国也是恩典。
And we can be in the kingdom of God. That is also grace.
换一句话说
，In other words,
一切都是恩典。
Everything is of grace.
一切都是白白的给我们。
All are freely given to us.
我们不必做什么。
We don't need to do anything.
我们也不必做什么代价。
We don't need to pay any price.
我们也不必负什么责任。
We don't need to assume any responsibility.
因为神替我们全部。
Because God accomplished everything for everyone. 所
以没有 pay for pay 的问题。
There is no worthy or unworthy.
没有能不能的问题。
There is no such thing whether you can or you cannot.
因为一切都是恩典。
It's all of grace.
感谢赞美主。
Praise God.
所以我们信耶稣是恩典。
So we believe the Lord, praise the Lord Jesus.
我们将来戴冠冕也是恩典。
If we have a crown, that crown is also a crown of grace.
我们在天堂里头做王也是恩典。
And we reign with the Lord, that is also grace.
一切都是恩典。
All of grace.
我们不负什么责任。
We don't need to assume any responsibility.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
虽然这样的观念是很美丽的，
Even though this concept is very very beautiful,
也是真的。
And it's true.
但是还是有一点不够。
But it's not quite complete.
的确的。
Truly.
当我们分析一件事到最后的那个分析。
When we analyze the things until we get to the end,
我们看见在最后的分析上一切都是恩典。
In the final analysis, everything is of grace.
我们在哪一件事情上能说这是我配得的呢？
How can we say that in this particular thing I'm worthy of it?
哪一件事情我们说这是我赚来的呢？
How can we say that this is the thing that I deserve it?
一切都是神所赐给我。
Everything we have is because of grace.
也都是他的恩典临到我们身上。
And because his grace has come upon us.
就是我今天能有一件事情，这个也是恩典。
Even though today I have a small service before God, that is also grace.
我根本不配侍奉。
I'm utterly unworthy.
我今天好像能配侍奉，这是恩典。
As though I can serve in some measure, that is grace.
这是神的恩典叫我配。
It's grace qualifies me.
我不能侍奉神。
I cannot serve God.
我今天能有一点的侍奉，这个也是恩典。
Even though today I have a small service before God, that is also grace.
我根本不配侍奉。
I'm utterly unworthy.
我今天好像能配侍奉，这是恩典。
as though I can serve in some measure, that is grace.
这是神的恩典叫我配。
It's grace qualifies me.
我不能侍奉神。
I cannot serve God.
我今天能有一点的侍奉。
Today I can serve a little bit.
这个能是恩典的结果。
This is the result of the work of grace.
对弟兄姊妹。
So, brothers and sisters,
我们在最后的分析上。
So, in the final analysis,
我们看见实在一切都是恩典。
Truly, it's all grace.
这个实在叫我们夫妇来敬拜神。
And we see that we must bow low and worship.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
这并不是说我们就没有责任。
It doesn't mean that we have no responsibility.
我们就可以随随便便。
And so we can be careless about our life.
反正都是恩典。
Because everything is grace.
那么你被施之下也是戴冠冕。
Even though when you take off the cross, you also have a crown on you.
你不被施之下还是戴冠冕。
You don't take up, you also get your crown.
根本因为不是配不配的问题啦。
It's not a matter of worthy or unworthy.
都是神的恩典啦。
It's all grace.
所以你就看见说，在这一个观念的里面。
And so you see in this concept,
有一个难处。
There is a difficulty.
就是我们不负责任了。
It's because we become irresponsible.
就是一遍。
We become careless.
如果这样的话，将来有一天。
If that is the case, the day will come.
当我们在基督台前的时候。
When we stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
我们要受极大的宽恕。
We'll suffer loss.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
sisters,
我们今天在神的儿女的中间
Among God's people today,
我们应当知道恩典和赏赐这两件的事情
So we must understand these two things grace and reward
虽然这两件东西是连在一起的
Even though these two things are inseparable
但是它们是有分别的
And they are distinguishable
所以我想第一件事我要把这几个字与弟兄姊妹交通一下
so, first, I would like to share you with some of these key words
在这里有三个字
Here we have three words
一个就是恩典
The first word is grace
第二就是恩赐
The second word is gift
第三就是赏赐
And the third is reward
什么叫做恩典呢
What do we mean by grace?
恩典在希腊文里头是 charis
Grace in Greek is charis.
如果你要把它写成英文的话，就是 C H A R I S.
Yeah, you want to spell in English is C H A R I S.
这一个就是那个恩典。
This is grace.
这个字在原文的里面包含很多。
In the original, it has many shades of meaning.
最少里面有三个主要的意义。
At least it has three primary meaning.
第一个是与恩典的本身发生关系的
Because it has to do with the nature of grace
恩典的本身
Grace itself
什么叫做恩典呢
What is grace?
恩典就是说
Grace means
在这里有一件东西
Here we have something
或者一个人
A person
或者是一个东西
Or a thing
这一个人或者这一个东西
Thisperson or this thing
它的本身啊里面是满了恩典的
the content of this person or this thing is full of grace
所以当人看见它的时候
and so when you see this person
或当人接触它的时候
and when you touch this person
就叫人感觉非常的愉快
it gives you pleasure
叫你里面得到满足
it gives you satisfaction
比方说
for example
我们假定说在这里这里没有假定在这里有一幅的图画
assume we have a beautiful picture
如果今天早晨你来祷告的话你是有福了
if you came here to pray you are blessed indeed
如果你早晨没有来祷告的话你损失了
and if you did not come for prayer this morning you missed something
因为你今天来祷告的话每一个人拿到一张的画
because everybody who came for the prayer this morning you all received a picture
我不知道你把这个画有没有打开来看
I wonder if you've opened it up and have a look
我没有看
I did not look at
但是我知道一定是一个很美丽的画
but I know it is a beautiful picture
因为我们这些弟兄啊在本地都是美丽的弟兄
because all the brothers sisters in Taiwan they are all beautiful brothers and sisters
所以他们不会送不美丽的画
so they cannot give you anything that's ugly
这个是我的信心
that's my faith
如果你把这个图画打开来的话
Now when you open up this picture
哎呀这个图画的本身啊是那么的美丽
The picture itself is so beautiful
可以说上面还有神的话的
And I believe there is also God's word
那么神的话更美丽
And God's word is even more beautiful
当你看到这个画的时候
When you look at that picture
哎呀叫你里面甚是愉快
It gives you pleasure
叫你里面实在是满足
It gives you satisfaction
这个就是恩典第一个意义
That's the first meaning of grace
我们的神是满有恩典的神
Our God is full of grace
你记得我们的主来到地上的时候
When the Lord came to this earth
圣经说道成了肉身
The word became flesh
住在人的中间
And dwelt among men
充充满满有恩典有真理
Full of grace and truth
你一看见主耶稣
When we see the Lord Jesus
你听见他说话
When we hear him speak
你一摸着他
When we touch him
马上在你里面满了喜乐
We inside we full of joy
满上在你里面满了满足
Inwardly we are satisfied
所以有的做事的人这样说
So some point they put it this way
我一提到耶稣的名字
The moment I mention the name Jesus
我的里面就是喜乐
I'm full of joy
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这是恩典
That is grace
我们的神就是恩典
Our God is grace
我们的主就是恩典
Our Lord Jesus is grace
如果你要这座恩典的话
If you want grace
你必须到他那里去
You must come to him
你只要与他一接触
You touch him
你只要一看见他
You see him
甚至一听见他
You listen to him
你里面就愉快了
You will be joyful within
你里面就满足了
You will be satisfied with it
这是恩典第一个意思
That is the first meaning of grace
恩典第二个意思
The second meaning of grace
就是恩典怎样来授予给人
How does that grace convey extend it to you
恩典怎样能分给人呢
How can that grace be distributed to you
在原文的里面
In the original
这一个字
This word
在分给这件事情上
In this manner of giving
有两个意义
Has two meanings
一个是白白的
One is giving freely
那是白白的
Freely
不要出代价
No cost
第二
Second
那是普遍的
It is universal
神的恩典是白白的
God's grace is free
不是因为你配他就给你
It's not because you're worthy of it
并不是因为你做了什么他就赏你
It's not because you accomplished something therefore he bestowed upon you
那个比了工价了
That becomes your wage
恩典是白白的
Grace is free
你并没有做什么
You don't need to do anything
但是神白白的把恩典给了你
But God freely give it to you
并且这个恩典是普遍性的
This grace is universal
不是说我把我的恩典是给几个人
That doesn't mean that I only give my grace to exclusive few
这几个人我与他很要好
Because those few are special to me
所以我给他恩典
Therefore I give them grace
比方说你请客吧
For example you invite guests
那你请什么人呢
Who do you want to invite
当然你请那一些与你很接近的人
And you invite your best friend
但是主耶稣怎么说呢
But what did the Lord Jesus say
他说你请客的时候不要请那些与你接近的人
And when you invite guests to your house don't invite your good friends
也不要请那些还报你的人
And you invite those who repay back to you
你请我我请他
You know I invite you and you invite me
那么天天请来请去
And we invite each other
都是这几个人
And only just few of us
这个不是恩典
That is not grace
什么是恩典呢
What is grace
就说你去请那一些
God said you go invite those
瞎眼的吃亏的
the blind and the lame
那些软弱的人
those that are weak
不能报答你的人
those who cannot repay any back to you
为什么呢
why
因为这是恩典
because that's grace
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
恩典是白白的
grace is given freely
恩典也是普遍性的
grace is also given universally
它不在那里挑选
it doesn't make any it doesn't have any no selection
把大街小巷所有的人都请进来
it invites everyone
野花，这个梨花，那里的人都清净了。
All those in the hedges also brought in.
换一句话说，城里的人、乡下的人都一起清净了。
All those in the city, all those in the villages, they are all invited.
因为神的恩典是普遍的。
Because God's grace is universal.
恩典还有第三个意思。
Grace has a third meaning.
这个第三个意思与接受恩典的人发生关系。
This grace has to do with the person who receives the grace.
恩典既然临到我们的身上。
Once grace comes upon us,
那么这个恩典在我们里面就叫我们起了变化。
This grace will do a transforming work in us,
叫我们也能感恩。
And so that we'll respond graciously,
能感恩神。
Well, we thank.
所以圣经里头说，感谢神，有的时候说 grace God.
So in the scripture, sometimes we thank God, we say we grace God.
我们恩典给神。
We respond with grace.
这个意思就是说，因为神的恩典在我们身上。
Because God can give His grace to us.
在我们里面就制造出一种的性格。像神的性格一样
and create in us a character like God's character
叫我们能感谢他
and we can thank him
不但能感谢他
not only to thank him
并且我们能对人有恩典像神恩待我们一样
and we can be gracious to other people like God is gracious to us
如果神的恩典临到我们身上
if God's grace comes to us
而我们对人没有恩典的话
and if we are not gracious to other people
这个就是表明恩典在我们身上浪费了
and it was the grace has wasted in our life
没有成功他的目的
it is not accomplishing its work
你也记得圣经有这样的故事啊
the Bible has a story
一个仆人欠了主人1,000,000 银子
it paid all his master 1,000 talents
他根本没有办法还清
he has no way to pay back
主人赦免了他
and the master forgive him
但是跑出去碰到他一个同伴
and when he went out he saw another person
只欠他10,000,000银子
and who also only owed him 10 talents
他就掐住他的喉咙
and he took him by the throat
他说非还不可
you must pay
他不肯恩待他的同伴
and he will not forgive him
结果谁怎么说呢
and what did the Lord say
这个主人要把那个恶的仆人叫来
and he will ask the evil slave he will capture that evil slave
我给你那么多的恩典
I was so gracious to you
你岂不应当对人也有恩典吗
you should be gracious to the other people
如果你对人没有恩典这个恩典收回去
if you are not gracious to others I'll take that grace away from you
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
foreign sisters
所以我们这帮蒙恩的人
so we those who have obtained grace
恩典在我们里面工作
Grace works within,
叫我们也能向人施恩
and therefore we can be gracious to other people.
这个是恩典的意思。
This is the meaning of grace.
第二
second,
恩赐
gift.
恩赐这个字在新约的里面
in the New Testament,
有两个不同的字眼
has two different words.
一个字就是 Doria.
One word is Doria.
D-O-R-E-A.
D-O-R-E-A.
这个 Doria 是什么意思呢
What does this Doria mean?
意思就是说白事的礼物
It is a gift freely given
他所注重的是重在白白的
The emphasis here is the freely given
而用在圣经里面的时候
And when they use in the scripture
他总是用在那个树林或者超然的那一个恩赐的上面
It is always used on the spiritual part or in the supernatural situation there.
我可以引几节的圣经
I'll mention a few portions of scripture
因为时间的关系我不去读它了
because time we were not able to read them
比方说使徒行传第八章第二十节
for Acts 8:20
11:17
Acts 11:17
5:15
Romans 5:15
哥林多后书9:15
2 Corinthians 7:15
以弗所3:7
Ephesians 3:7
希伯来6:4
Hebrews 3:6
还有一个字
Another word
那是 charisma
is charisma
C-H-A-R-I-S-M-A
C-H-R-I-S-M-A charisma
这个字的意思就是恩典的礼物
This word means the gift of grace
这个礼物是出于恩典的
This gift of grace is because of grace.
神就是那个施恩者。
God is the giver.
神把这个恩典白白的赐给罪人。
He gave this grace to give us free to sinners.
罗马第五章十五节。
Romans 5:15.
十六节
verse 16,
第六章二十三节
Romans 6:23,
十一章二十九节
Romans 11:29,
还有一个意思
and there's one more meaning,
这个 charisma
has another meaning,
就是神赐给圣信徒的恩赐
it's the gift God gives to his saints,
借着圣灵运行在教会的里面
it's through the Holy Spirit given to the church,
罗马十二章六节
Romans 12:6,
哥林多前书一章七节
1 Corinthians 1:7
十二章四节
12:4
二十节
verse 28
三十节
verse 30
三十一节
verse 31
提摩太前书
1 Timothy
四章十四节
4:14
提摩太后书一章六节
2 Timothy 1:6
彼得前书四章十节
1 Peter 4:4
这个就是恩赐
These are spiritual gifts
恩赐就是神白白的赐给一个罪人
These are the gifts God freely given to a sinner
并且他也给我们属灵的恩赐能运用在教会中
And also give us spiritual gifts that we can exercise them in the church
第三个字就是赏赐
The third is reward
赏赐这个字在原文里头是 mistos
The reward in the Greek is called mistos.
M-I-S-T-H-O-S.
M-I-S-T-H-O-S.
它主要付这个代价。
The meaning is the wages.
工价。
Wages.
雇工。
Hire.
所以我们普通就说它是赏赐。
And we call them reward.
这个赏赐这个字，它的用法也有两个。
And the usage of this word has two sides.
一个就是今生接受的赏赐。
It is the reward we receive in this life.
马太五章四十六节
Matthew 5:46
六章二节
Chapter 6 verse 2
第五节
verse 5
第十六节
verse 16
罗马四章四节
Romans 4:4
哥林多前书九章十七十八节
1 Corinthians 9 verses 17-18
这个就是今生接受的赏赐
and these are the rewards that we receive in this life
还有一个就是以后将来接受的赏赐
and the other is reward that we will receive when we go meet the, see the Lord
马太五章十二节
Matthew 5:12
十章四十一节四十二节
Matthew 10:41-42
马可九章四十一节
Mark 9:41
路加六章二十三节三十五节
Look 6:22 and verse 35
哥林多前书三章八节十四节
1 Corinthians 3:8-14
约翰二书第八节
2 John verse 8
启示录十一章十八节
Revelation 11 verse 18
二十二章十二节
and Revelation 24 verse 12
我们今天在神的面前
We those who are in the law
我们必须要认识恩典
We must know grace
因为严格的说来
Strictly speaking
实在从头到末都是恩典
From beginning to the end it is all grace
无论什么都是恩典
No matter what it's grace
像我们已经说过了
We mentioned already.
你得救不是因为你做了什么。
We saved not because we have done something.
你就赚了一个救恩了。
We have received grace.
你赚了
salvation. Well, we earned salvation.
不是这样。
It's not that.
我们什么也不能做。
We can do nothing.
我们越做越糟。
And the more we work, the worse it gets.
所以神说你不用做了。
So God said, don't do anything.
我都替你做好了。
I have done everything for you.
我在基督的里面都已经都做完成了。
In Christ, I accomplished.
all things.
我把这恩典白白的给你。
Now I want to give grace to you.
只要你接受，就是你的了。
All you need to do is to receive it.
这是恩典。
That is grace.
但是弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
实在严格的说来
，Strictly speaking，
今天我们能进天国也是恩典。
If we can enter into the kingdom of God, that is also of grace.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，知道不知道？这个天堂和天国的分别。
I wonder, Barnes, if you can distinguish heaven and the kingdom.
我想在这里有一个难处。
I think we may have a problem here.
因为恐怕在基本的观念上，我们不清楚。
Because in the we have a basic misunderstanding there.
所以恐怕我稍微再解释几句。
Maybe I'll just touch upon it a little bit.
今天我们所谓的得救是什么呢？
What do we mean by our saving, being saved?
在我们普通的观念里头，
In our thinking,
一个人得救了就可以上天堂了。
We think that once we are saved, we go to heaven.
是不是呢？
Now, isn't that what we think?
那天堂是什么呢？
What is heaven?
天堂就是在永世的里面。
Heaven is in the eternity to come.
我们与神永远同在。
We will be there with God eternally.
这个就是启示录二十一章二十二章所描写的新耶路撒冷。
And that's what we see in Revelation 21:22, the New Jerusalem.
这一个就是我们普通所说的天堂。
That's what we refer to as the heaven.
但是我们要记得
But we must remember
圣经给我们看见
Bible allow us to see
在那个永世的天堂来到之前
Before the arrival or the coming of the new Jerusalem Heaven
前面还有一个来世的天国
There is a
我们今天是活在今世吗
We are living in this present age.
我们是活在今世。
We are living in this present age.
这一个今世结束的时候
，when this age concludes，
不是说永世就开始了。
Doesn't mean you usher in eternity.
不是的。
No.
圣经告诉我们说，今世结束了。
When this age is concluded，
有一个来世要了。
There is a coming age that is coming。
这个来世是什么呢
？What is this coming age？
来世就是神的国要降在这个地上。
That coming age is when God will set up His kingdom on this earth。
等到神的国有一千年之久。
And God's kingdom will be on this earth for 1,000 years。
然后来世结束了。
Then when that coming age concludes，
那永世就开始了。
And then the eternity will usher in。
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们在这里看见。
So we see here。
我们如果信主耶稣的话
，we believe in the Lord Jesus，
我们得救了。
We are saved。
我们在永世里面，我们都能进到天堂里去。
In eternity, we will all enter into heaven.
因为我们的名字写在羔羊的生命册上。
Because our names are written in the book of the Lamb of God.
这个完全是恩典。
That is all of grace.
你信就蒙恩了。
Once you believe, you have that grace.
神的恩赐。和选召是没有后悔的。
God doesn't need, God's grace and calling is irrevocable.
他把恩典给你
，He gives you grace.
他绝不会收回的。
He will not take it back.
你知道小孩子在去玩的时候
，You know when the little ones play.
在那里有各种的玩具
，And have all kinds of toys.
玩玩你就听见这个声音了。
Once they play, you heard this.
这个是我的。
Oh, this is mine.
你不能用。
Don't take it.
你就看见说。祈祷的时候大家一起玩了、
When they were playing together
到了后来就收回来了
And in the end they take it back
这是小孩子
That's children
我们的神不是小孩子
God is not like a child
他不是把恩典给了你
And he's not like a person who gives you the grace
他高兴的时候给你
And when he's happy he gives to you
他不高兴他又收回了
And he's unhappy he'll take it back
不是这样
That is not like
我们的神乃是永远的神
God is eternal God
所以恩神给你的救恩他绝不收回
So his grace given to you he will never take it back
你不是因为好就赚来的
Not because you're good you earn it
也不是因为你坏你就失去了
Not because you're bad you lose it
这一个是神所白白赐给你的
That is a freely, free gift from God
但是圣经给我们看见
But the Bible we also see another thing
当我们的主来到地上的时候
When our Lord returns to this earth
审判要从神的家开始
The judgment will begin with the household of God
我们是神的家
We are the house of God
审判要从神的家开始。
Judgment will begin within the house of God.
但是这一个审判不是白色宝座的审判。
This judgment is not the judgment of the great white throne.
在勇士开始之前
，before eternity is ushered in，
有白色宝座的审判。
There will be the great white throne judgment.
但是在这个来世的开始。
But the beginning of this coming age to come,
有基督台前的审判。
There will be the judgment seat of Christ.
所有神的儿女
，all God's people,
我们都要站在基督的台前。
We will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
你看这个字就是不同了。
Now we see the words different there.
白色宝座的审判是宝座。
The great white throne of judgment is the throne.
宝座乃是国法。
Throne has to do with justice.
National
authority.
National authority.
And there God determines eternal death and eternal life.
基督的台前，这个台是bema。
The throne of Christ is not really a throne but a platform.
我们知道在这个东方的国家
，in the Eastern world，
都是大家族的制度。
We have big family.
所以在有的时候
，and often
要开家庭会议。
We have a family get together.
所有家里人都要聚集在一个房间里面。
And all the families will be together in one room.
那么在这个屋子的一角有一个地方呢，稍微高起来的。
So in one corner of that room there is slight small platform there.
这个叫做 bema.
That's called bema.
这个座。
That is a seat.
这个家长啊，就坐在那个bema的上面。
The elder of this house will sit on that little platform there.
那么所有家里的人就站在他的面前。
And all the family will stand before him.
如果你不是家里的人，你不能参加的。
If you're not of the family, you cannot be in that assembly.
在那里做什么呢
？What do they do?
如果在他本家本族的里面
，If those who belong to the family,
做了一些光荣祖宗的事情
，If they have done some honorable things,
那么这一个族长家长，他就在众人的面前要称赞他，要奖赏他。
And then the head of the family will openly acknowledge his accomplishment and give him the honor.
如果在家里有不孝败坏的儿女
，And if there is anyone that brings shame to that family,
那么就当着家里众人的面前要斥责他，要管教他。
And he will be scolded and he will be reprimanded.
你在这里看见说这是赏赐的问题。
So this is a matter of reward.
这个不是永生永死的问题。
This is not a matter of eternal life or eternal death.
所有的人都是这一家人。
Because all those who are there are all the family.
就是受管教的还是儿女。
If you are disciplined, you are still within the family.
但是你要看见说他这不做赏赐。
But he will not receive reward.
这个就是基督台前的审判。
This is what we mean by the judgment seat of Christ.
那个审判的结果，有的人要得到赏赐。
And the result of that judgment, some will receive reward.
有的人要受亏损。
And some will suffer loss.
你们在哥林多前书第三章就可以看见。
And First Corinthians 3, we notice that.
在圣经许多的地方都有。
And many places in the scripture.
这个是什么呢
？What is this?
就说我们蒙恩得救之后。
That means after we have received grace,
我们得着神白白恩典之后
we have received the free grace from God.
我们对这个恩典有责任的
We do have a responsibility.
你怎样来用神的恩典
How are we using God's grace?
你是不是浪费神的恩典
Are we wasting God's grace?
你有没有从恩典里漏出去
Are we allow the grace to leak out?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们蒙了神的恩典
We receive God's grace
我们是不是让恩典在我们里面工作
Do we allow grace to work in us
要我们起来侍奉神
Allow us to rise up and serve
是不是让恩典在你们里面工作
And we allow the grace to work within
叫我们去变化
We can be transformed
有基督的性格
And we can have the character of Christ within
我们是不是让恩典在我们里面工作
We allow the grace to work within
叫我们能忠心来侍奉神
And we can serve God faithfully
是不是让恩典在我们里面工作
We allow the grace to work
叫我们 肯舍己被十字架来跟
着。And we can deny ourselves and take up the cross and follow the Lord.
如果我们这样的话，
if we do this,
到了那一天。
On that day,
他要赏赐我们。
He will reward us.
如果今天我们在地上领受了恩典，
If today we receive grace,
我们糟蹋这个恩典。
We misuse, abuse God's grace.
我们还是凭着肉体来活着。
We live according to the flesh.
我们不遵行神的旨意。
We will not do God's will.
我们以己为中心。
We use our center, we live for ourselves.
我们甚至于犯了罪。
And we sin against God.
而不肯悔改。
We will not repent.
如果这样的话，
If that is our condition,
是不是说因为受神典？
Can we say because it's all grace?
对到基督的台前，
so when come to the throne of
God, 这样的事情显出来的时候，
all these things are so,
你还是戴冠冕的。
Can you have a crown?
没有这样的。
No such thing.
到了那个时候，
on that moment,
你就要受亏损。
You will suffer loss.
虽然得救，
even though you'll be saved,
但是尽的得救。
I merely say,
换一句话，
another word,
你信主之后那个、一段的日子都是浪费。
After you save, all that your time is wasted.
不但你自己受亏损，
not only you suffer loss,
你要叫神受亏损。
God also suffer loss.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
你在这里就看见了。
We see here,
我们的神他是欢喜赏赐的神。
Our God is one who delights to give grace to us.
Reward
to us.
你我们地上的父母也是一样。
You know, it's just like our parents.
我们的父母不单是给我们恩典。
Our parents not only give us grace.
我们生在这个家里头。
When we are in the family.
我们的父母就给我们恩典。
They give us grace.
他给我们吃的。
They give us to eat.
给我们穿的。
Clothe us.
他给我们有地方住。
And we have a shelter.
他甚至于给我们有教育。
And they give us education.
这些都是白白的给我们。
These are all freely.
每个儿女都是一样的。
All children receive such grace.
虽然从前，我们是重男轻女啊。
Before we serve, we like male rather than female.
但是今天不是这样了。
Today it's not.
我们知道都是一样的。
We are all equal.
这个是恩典。
That's great.
但是在这个家里
，but within the family，
在家庭生活的里面
，in the family life，
当然父母有对儿女有一些的要求。
Because the parents they do have demands.
如果儿女用功的念书。
The youngster studied diligently.
你念书是他白白给你去念书的。
Education is freely given to you.
如果你用功的念书
，but you study diligently.
哎呀，父亲母亲说
，Oh, the talent was
到了学期中期的时候
，at the end of school year,
我要奖赏你
，I will reward you.
如果你不用功念书
，but if you're lazy,
你仅仅的合格
，it just barely get by.
那么你没有奖赏。
No reward.
如果你不及格的话
，If you fail，
那你还得要处分一下
，and you will be disciplined.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这个就是父母的赏赐。
This is the reward we receive from our parents.
做父母的人，他不但愿意把恩典给儿女
，parents not only give us grace，
他也喜欢把赏赐给儿女。
They also delight to give rewards to the children.
巴不得每一个儿女都得到赏赐。
We wish all children will receive rewards.
是不是呢
？Is not the case.
他不是说。我这个赏赐是给一个人的。
They do not say, this gift is only given to a certain person.
他要给他所有的儿女。
The reward is to be given to all the children.
这是父母的心意。
That's the heart of the parent.
但是你能不能得到赏赐
？But whether you can receive that reward,
这里要看你负责不负责任了。
It's a matter of your own responsibility.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
如果今天你能领受赏赐的话
，If we want to receive reward,
你知道不但你。你快乐
，if not only you are happy，
你叫你的父母心里何等的快乐
，you also bring delight to your parents。
如果你得不到赏赐
，but if you did not get the reward，
那你觉得稀奇呀
，you feel sorry for yourself，
那你的父母也为着你难受
，and also sorrowful。
所以，亲爱的弟兄们
，brothers and sisters。
我们不是为做赏赐来侍奉神。
We do not serve because we are after the reward.
但是神爱我们。
But because He loves us,
他知道我们的软弱。
He knows our weakness.
所以他用赏赐来激励鼓励我们。
He uses reward to encourage us.
他要我们来接受赏赐。
He wants us to receive reward.
他要我们来相信赏赐。
He wants us to believe that He rewards.
他要赏赐所有寻求他的人。
And He will reward us who seek Him diligently.
叫我们能起来。寻求他
，and so that we can rise up and seek him.
到了那一天，我们的主要说
，and
the day the Lord will come.
好，你是良善的忠心的仆人。
Good and faithful servant.
你可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
You should enter into the joy of your Lord.
我们不要到了那一天。
We do not want to be.
主对你说，你是有恶有难的仆人。
The Lord said.Evil and wicked servant.
你自己的安居然知道我的心意。
You know what's in my heart.
你就应该把我所给你的那那个银子啊，要交给银行。
You ought to take that silver and take it and put it in the bank.
最少也能剩一点利。
At least you can earn some interest.
把所给你的都去给那个赚四两的。
And he take what he has and give it to the one who has ten talents.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
我再说 I will say it again
我们今天侍奉
We serve the Lord today
我们不是为着赏赐而侍奉
We serve not because reward
我们是为着要讨神喜悦
We serve because we want to please Him
因为他喜欢赏赐寻求他的
Because He delights to reward those who seek Him diligently
在约翰福音十二章里面
In the Gospel of John 12
我们的主怎么说呢
What does the Lord say?
主说如果有人要服侍我
The Lord said if anyone serves me
就当跟从我
Let him follow me
我在那里服侍我的人又要在那里
Where I am there my servant will be also
若有人服侍我
If anyone serves me
我父被尊重
My father will honor him
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们是不是要服侍我们的主呢
Do we want to serve our Lord
有一个条件
One condition
你要跟从主
We must follow him
你如果不跟听从他的话
If we do not follow him
你没有办法服侍他
We cannot serve him
如果他往东走
If he goes east
你往西走
He goes the opposite direction
你怎么能服侍他
How can you serve him
所以要服侍他的人
If we are to serve him
一定要跟从他
We must follow him
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这里又是讲到生命的问题了
Here is a matter of life
我们不是光是做事了
We're not merely doing things
你要服侍他
You want to serve him
你要跟从他
You must follow him
就是我在那里
Where I am
你们也在那里
There you must be also
那你看约翰十二章
Now if you look at Gospel 12 John
主要到哪里去呢
Where was he going
他要到十字架
He was going to the cross
意思就是说
Another word
我们要服侍他的话
If we are to serve him
我们也要走十字架的道路
We must take the way of the cross
如果你不走十字架的道路
If you do not take the way of the cross
你没有办法服侍他
We cannot serve him
所以这一次我们在这里一再在那里强调地说
And here we repeat In this conference we repeat it again and again
我们必须要走十字架的道路
We must take the path of the cross
我们必须要让十字架工作在我们里面
We must allow the cross to work in us
这样我们的生命才能丰富
Then our life will be full
我们才能侍奉主
Then we can serve God.
如果我们侍奉他
If we serve him,
圣经怎么说
The Bible says.
我们的主怎么说
What does the Lord say?
他说我父必尊重他
He said, My Father will honor him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
没有一个赏赐比这个赏赐更大
There is no reward than this, greater than this reward.
父要尊重你
The Father will honor you.
他要尊重你
He will honor you.
不但在今世要尊重你
Not only he will honor you in this present age,
在来世还要尊重你
In the coming age, he will also honor you.
虽然你背十架跟从主
Even though you take up the cross and follow him,
好像受了人的欺负和逼迫
And as though you were despised by man,
但是在你灵的深处
But inwardly in your spirit,
你知道你的父是喜悦
You know,You're giving pleasure to the Father.
你知道父是喜悦你。
You know he is pleased.
他要把自己兜兜的方式给你。
And he will give himself to you.
你记得神对亚伯拉罕说
，God told Abraham.
他说，你不要惧怕。
He said, "Fear not."
我要做你的盾牌
I'll be your shield.
我要大大的赏赐你。
I'll bless you.
在原文里面。
And the original
不是大大的赏赐你
It's not our blessing
我要做你的大赏赐
I am your exceeding great reward
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
如果今天我们更清楚的话
If we follow the Lord today
我们服侍主的话
We serve the Lord
主说我要做你的大赏赐
And the Lord said I am your exceeding great reward
他要把自己赐给你
He wants to give himself to you
丰丰富富的给你
Fully to you
不但是这样
More than that
到了有一天
One day
你要与他一同做王
And you reign with him
圣经里头有的时候用冠冕
And Bible oftentimes use crown
有的时候用宝座
Sometimes use throne
有的时候做王
To be king
就用这各种各样的方法来描写将来的赏赐
All this to describe all our reward in the coming age
但是最大的赏赐
But the greatest reward
就是神的自己
Is God himself
神要把他自己赏赐给你
He wants to give himself as a reward to us
不但是恩赐给你
He not only give us gifts
并且是赏赐给你
He will give us a reward
因为你接受了这个恩典
Because you have received grace
让这个恩典在你里面工作
And because grace has done a work in your life
所以你看见
And you see
赏赐好像是你自己忠心而在做的
Reward as though you work faithfully to secure it.
但是还是神的恩典
But it's still God's grace.
因为是他的恩典叫你能忠心
Because it's of His grace that we are able to be faithful.
保罗说我蒙了神的怜悯
Paul said, I have received grace.
他看我乃是有忠心的
He says, as though I'm faithful.
我们也是这样
We need to be that way.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
一切都是恩典
All is of grace.
当我们做完了一切之后
After we have done everything,
我们要到主的面前说
we come to the Lord and say,
我是一个无用的仆人
I'm unworthy servant.
我不过做我应当做的
I only do what I ought to do.
一切的荣耀都是
All the glory must be yours.
我们低头祷告
Let's bow our heads.
我们的主我们的神我们感谢赞美你
Yeah.
你不但是赐恩的神你也是赏赐的神
Amen
我们赞美感谢你你把恩典赐给我们乃是要我们这座赏赐
Amen
所以我们的主你不让我们有一个人自暴自弃哦、oh, 我们的主啊你叫我们每一个人都是忘记背后努力面前、
Amen.
向着标杆直跑能得着你从上面所来呼召我们这里赏赐好叫你心满意足听我们的祷告奉主耶稣的名
Amen.